Thank you for joining us for another power-packed message from Dr. Miles Monroe, provided by Monroe Global Incorporated and monroeglobal.com. We transform followers into leaders and leaders into agents of change. We hope that this message is a blessing to you as you advance your life and discover your purpose. Now, let's go into the message.
You know, I tell you, a black man, and this is not a prejudice statement, it's a fact. A black man has such a high spiritual sensitivity, higher than any human I know. And I went to Africa, I was in Zimbabwe, and I went back to those villages, and those people are so spiritual. They're so spiritual, they pick up their ancestral spirits and demons. They love spiritual things. Even if it's wrong, they love it. They know how to get into it. Because God has given them an ability to see, to perceive. That's why when a black man gets anointed, he's a dangerous man. Don't you know that the Garden of Eden was in Africa? The Pishon River, the Euphrates River, the African River? Brother, you ain't just here to have a little meeting. God's called this thing. God said, all right, I want you to take over. I want you to start leading. I don't want you to walk in no footprints that are already there. Create some new ones. I want to close with a scripture. Please, this is rough on me. This is not the way I like to teach. I told you, this is rough. For 2 years, I've been pregnant with this thing. My people are free. Now my people got to be free. Dr. Oral Roberts might be listening to this tape. He was just with me 3 days ago in my home. Came down to my country just to see what I was doing. Because he heard so much. Walked into the ministry, looked at me, and he said, my God, I could die now. I've seen my dream. I see the third world. My people, it's not a rich country, all black. We're building a $2.8 million building. We're reaching 11 million people a day. We've been around for just over 6 years. We're in 26 countries, and I haven't even started yet. You know why? Because I have an acute awareness of my time. Now God's asking the question one more time in this generation. You've come from all over the United States. You caught buses and planes and drove together and carpooled. You didn't come here to hear some good message by some fiery preacher. God brought you here to kiss destiny. God brought you here to go back home and start making some plans. I charge you, Carlton. This time, you can't catch the bus. You can't catch a ride with nobody. You got to do this by yourself. Because you are now a president. You just set a precedent. God gave you these men. You see what color they are? That's not funny. They know you could see. The last 20 years in America, I watched the church grow. They built big churches. Prosperity message came. The faith message came. The healing message came. And the church just got fat and fat. But they didn't know the purpose for nothing. So they consumed the wealth on themselves. They used the buildings as trophies. And they used the faith to get useless things. And God showed me that he did all that he did in the great big white church because he wanted them to provide resources for the third world. Now I prophesy, and you can take this or leave it, every church in this nation, and I speak it on television, every church in this nation that does not get in line and touch with what God's doing in the third world nations, that church shall suffocate in its own incubation. There's a third world in America. Do you understand? Let me just give some balance here. If you don't know the purpose for something, you'll abuse it. They didn't know the purpose for me. They didn't know the purpose for you. So they abused you. So you can't hate them. So I'm here to talk to both of you. No one can do without the other. They can't see without you. So relax if they hate you. Be cool if they close the doors. Don't get uptight if they turn their backs. They're blind. You are necessary. Each member, each joint, supply. It's beautiful. So they've been walking into walls lately. Stubbing their toes lately. Having big meetings and nothing happening in them. Laying hands on the sick and no sick being healed. How many noticed? Calling big exciting meetings and nothing happens. Because they're forgetting the eyes. But not all of them. Some of them see. I better fall in line and take my position. Some of them see it. better take my position. It's safer to be in God's purpose than to be in your prejudice. You look beautiful. You're in the right place. You're right where God's working. You're exactly where He's turned His eyes. And that's why your parents don't understand. And your cousins don't understand. Neither did Aaron's, and neither did Miriam's. But you're in the right place. Stay where you planted. I want to close with this scripture. Two scriptures, actually. This is rough. Are you ready? Ready to go with me one more time? I want you to turn to the book of Psalm 68. Oh, the prophecy tonight. I don't know if you even heard the prophecy. His mind knew nothing about what I was going to teach on. He didn't know what I was pregnant with. And the man said, this is the night for Cushite. You didn't hear the prophecy. He says, and I brought you here for destiny. He and I never met before. Never. First time we ever met. God called the conference, sir. Enough of what you thought. You're in the middle of something big, boy. Big! It's touching Africa and Asia and Jamaica and India. Folks from Mexico, they're third world people. They don't hear by mistake. She didn't fly up here because he said her to come. It was following instructions, brother. Now it's time for Cush to send money on the mission fields. Because she'd been receiving handouts too many times. Receivers now have to give. Psalm 68, if you will. Verse 31, it says, envoys will come from Egypt. Cush will submit herself to God. David says, David is a politician. He ain't a priest. He's a king. But he saw something. He says, I can't explain this. He said, but I see Cush, who worshiped demons. He says, I see Cush in envoys. That means in large groups coming to worship God. It's a prophecy. Was this fulfilled? Turn to Isaiah chapter 11. What you're about to read will be detrimental to your history. The day of Jesus. Verse 10. In that day, what day? The last days. The root of Jesse will stand as a banner for the peoples. The nations will rally to him, and his place of rest will become glorious. In that day, the Lord will reach out his hands a second time to reclaim the remnants that is left of his people from Assyria, from Lower Egypt, and from Upper Egypt, from Cush, from Elam, from Babylonia, from Hamath, and from the islands of the sea. Praise God, I'm in there somewhere. Turn over to chapter 18 of Isaiah. Isaiah was a serious prophet. Isaiah saw stuff that we still don't understand. Isaiah says, if I tell you what I see, you ain't gonna believe my report. Verse 7, at that time, same time again, in that day, at that time, gifts will be brought to the Almighty God from a people tall and smooth skinned. Now you gotta figure out, you gotta go study who they are. The Hebrew word is amazing. It means dark skin. A people who are tall and smooth skinned, from a people feared far and wide, an aggressive nation of strange speech, whose land is divided by rivers. You know what that's referring to? Euphrates. They will bring gifts to the Mount of Zion, the place of the name of the Lord Almighty. Now you got to understand, that was prophesied by Isaiah. You got to go back there thousands of years and put yourself in the context. It doesn't make sense to Isaiah. The Egyptians, they worship the sun. They worship the snake. They worship the moon. They don't worship God. He says, but I see them coming. He's prophesying. And they're going to come and bring gifts to God. They're going to come to Zion. They can come to the church. I love this. He says, they are an aggressive people. Let me say something very interesting here. The Holy Spirit ministered to me years ago. He says, you know, these smooth-skinned people are aggressive. If Isaiah said it in prophecy, it got to be true. If I was Satan and I heard this, I would destroy their aggression. He's done a good job. God is saying, get your aggression back. Because what's needed is going to require an aggressive spirit. Willing to take chances. Willing to fail on the way to success. Isaiah still prophesies, but he still don't understand what he prophesied. Look at it across the page. This is what we want to end on. We're going to end on this. Look across the page. It says in verse 19 of chapter 19, you ain't going to believe what you read tonight. In that day, everybody's in that day. How come we keep running into in that day? He's talking about a time, a season. In that day, there will be an altar to the Lord in the heart of Egypt. That doesn't make sense. Because he is living at a time where there is no worship of God in Africa. Isaiah says, I see it. As sure as I live, there's going to be an altar unto Jehovah in the heart of the black man. And a monument to the Lord at its borders. It will be a sign and a witness. It's interesting. See, when this happened, that's a sign. Something is happening. To the Lord Almighty in the land of Egypt. When they cry out to the Lord because of their what? Oppressors. Now don't miss this now. Says they're going to cry out to the Lord under their oppressors. Now, some people think that, you know, they're talking about the Israelites. No, they're free. He's talking about these Cushites. We're going to read it in a minute. He says they will cry out to the Almighty God because of their oppressors. And he will send them a savior and a defender, and he will rescue them. So the Lord will make himself known to the Egyptians, and in that day they will acknowledge the Lord. Are you following me? They will worship with sacrifices and grain offerings. They will make vows to the Lord and keep them. Everybody say, make vows and keep them. Isaiah must have known something about us black folks. No one breaks vows like a black man. I know what I'm talking about. Tell a woman he'll never leave a night or forsake her. Break vows. Isaiah saw the thing. He says, but oh, in this day comes when God starts to move upon the Cushite, suddenly he's going to keep vows. Hallelujah. His marriage going to work. His home's going to come back together. He's going to love his wife and be faithful. He's going to change. God's going to heal the family. Isaiah said, I saw it. He's going to keep vows again. He's going to be able to go into business with his brother and stay in business with his brother. Isaiah saw something else. It's a sad part. He says, the Lord will strike Egypt with a plague. He will strike them and then he will heal them. That sounds crazy. Isaiah prophesied. He's going to strike her with a plague and then he will heal her. He will strike her, then he will heal her. It doesn't make sense. I mean, he'll do something, then he'll undo it. Read on. He will strike them and heal them. They will turn to the Lord after that, and he will respond to their pleas and heal them. In that day, there will be a highway from Egypt to Assyria. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to understand this is a strange prophecy. Everything usually went from Assyria to Egypt. Some of y'all ain't going to get this till I leave. I know it. Highways in the Old Testament usually represent symbolically of messengers. Travelers, traveling with message. He says the day will come when there'll be messengers coming from Egypt. They're calling for me. Some of y'all ain't gonna get this. Could you believe revelation is coming from Egypt? Yeah. You mean they got something to offer? Yes. There's a highway from Egypt now. There's something good in the ghetto. God's raising up some great young men and women in the ghetto. You just haven't met them yet. Thousands of them. It's just time. The Assyrians will go to Egypt. Well, this is prophecy. The guy's prophesying. That's not just a story. He's prophesying. The Assyrians were the well off. They're going to go to Egypt. Egypt's going to have something to offer now. The Egyptians and the Assyrians will worship together. Lift your hands and just wave before the Lord. You see the prophecy? See the Egyptians and the Assyrians? It's happening. See? It's time. Don't close your Bible yet. We got to read one more line. In that day. Everybody say in that day.
In that day.
Some of y'all ain't never been in church this long. We got to hear the word of the Lord before we go back to our countries and our states. In that day, Israel will be third Does that make sense to you? You never read that before. Israel will be third along with Egypt and Assyria. Israel used to be number one. God says, no. When that time comes, Egypt going to be first. The last shall be first. Even over the chosen. And it's with no one's permission. Isaiah says, God says he's going to do it. So what to do is just join him. Carlton, read this with me, please. Isaiah chapter 45. And now we're going to pray. Do you know, are you aware that I used to hate the fact that they brought me over on ships and dumped me on the islands and I worked the cane fields? Do you know I used to despise that? And I thought God did me a terrible injustice. But I didn't know it was prophesied. Isaiah chapter 45. Verse 14. This is what the Lord says. Who's saying this? The Lord. The products of Egypt. Guess who that is? He didn't say Egypt, but the products of it. Offspring. That's you. He said, the products of Egypt and the merchandise of Cush. It's the children of slaves. He says, and those tall Sabians, there's those tall, dark-skinned fellas show up again. Isaiah says, I see something. They will come over to you and will be yours. They will trudge behind you coming over in chains. Sweetheart, this ain't no time not to read your Bible. I'm going to read it again. The products of Egypt and the merchandise of Cush. They will come over behind you, trudging behind you, coming over to you in chains. That sounds negative. Read the next line. They will bow down before you and plead with you, saying, surely God is with you. And there is no other. There is no other God. Let me tell you what Isaiah saw. Isaiah saw the only way God could get them to meet him is to tear them away from ancestral worship and demon worship. I can't explain it any better. The only way to get us free from our demon worship, I'm so glad I came from Africa. He says, when they come in chains, they're going to meet me. He says, I want them to meet me because they're the eyes. And right now, the eyes got cataracts with demon worship. They're blind in witchcraft. And ancestral worship. He says, and I need eyes for my church. And if it means that I got to put chains on them and drag them to meet me, they're going to meet me, he says. Thank God. You know, God showed me, brother. He said, brother, he said, my son, who says that you would not still have been worshiping evil spirits if you didn't come over? It was the chains that set me free. Worship the Lord. Lift your hands, worship the Lord.
Thank you once again for listening to this message, as we hope that it has been a blessing to you. Our goal is to show you new paths and opportunities so that you can discover your purpose. It is your love, support, and partnership that makes Monroe Global possible. Please visit us online at www.monroeglobal.com for more product, partnership, or to join us at one of our live events around the world.